Chapter 25. The stream that Shog and Triss were following took a curve into thick woodland. Both kept to the water, sometimes waist deep, other times paddling through the bank's shallows. It was not easy going, trying not to leave signs that could be tracked. In the late noon they took a rest, sitting on a mossy ledge overgrown by hanging willows. The otter peered back up their trail.
"Luck's with us so far, mate. I can't see nor hear any sign of them thanks to those coneslinger squirrels."
Triss stretched out on the velvety moss, tired and hungry.
"Maybe fortune is favouring us for the moment, but we'd be fooling ourselves by thinking Riggan won't pick up our trail sooner or later. Curda won't rest until she's got us back in her clutches. You know that."
Shog slid back into the water.
"Aye, you're right. Though if we can make it to the shore and get our ship back somehow, we'll show them a clean pair of paws. A big, clumsy freebooter vessel like theirs wouldn't keep up with us if we sailed close to the shallows and reefs. They'd find it hard to follow."
Evening began falling over the tree-shaded stream as they ploughed their way onward. Triss was wading alongside her friend when she began feeling a touch uneasy. Leaning across, she whispered in his ear,
"I don't like it hereabouts, but I don't know why."
"I don't like it either, Trissy. I think somebody's watching us. Keep moving. Maybe we're just passing through their territory and they'll let us go by. Don't look around. Keep going."
Triss peered downstream and saw shadowy figures flitting about on the banks.
"Don't have to look around, Shog. They're up ahead."
But the otter had already chanced a backward peep.
"Then 'tis woe to us, mate, 'cause they're behind us too."
The squirrel maid felt her paws tremble.
"As if we haven't got enough trouble. What do you think is the best thing to do? I'm too tired to think straight."
Shog halted, placing his back against Triss so that he was facing upstream.
"We got nothing to lose, matey, so let's brag it out. You any good at the bragging?"
Triss faced downstream, glad of her friend's back to lean on.
"It's worth a try, I suppose. You go first."
Clenching both paws, Shog shook them above his head and roared aloud to the unknown watchers.
"Come and face a champion stream walloper. Don't skulk around like maggots in a rotten log. I've cracked skulls, sailed stormy seas, and leaped o'er mountains. I ain't got a foe in the world. Know why? 'Cause they're all dead."